Marcus Sahaba Online Radio, serving you wherever you are.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Esteemed listeners of Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah, and our listeners of Sirius FM, Assalamu Alaikum wa Rahmatullahi wa Barakatuh. Our program, Al-Fiqhu ala al-Madahib al-Arba'a, Jurisprudence According to the Four Schools of Thought. And as you know, the past few weeks, we've been discussing, first we started off with the four schools, with the four imams and their biographies and their lessons. Then we moved on, and now we are busy with those great scholars of ahadith, the muhaddithin. So in past weeks, we've been started off with Imam Bukhari, rahmatullah alayhi, then Imam Muslim, and then we moved on to Imam Abu Dawood, Imam Tirmidhi, Imam Nasai. And today, inshallah, we'll be discussing, last week we did Ibn Majah, this week, inshallah, we're going to be discussing Imam Tahawi, rahmatullah alayhi. So in this lesson, inshallah, we'll be asking about the biography, the name, the place where Imam Tahawi rahmatullah alayhi was born, his quest for knowledge, and how did he become such a great scholar as well. So all of this will be discussed with Mufti A.K. Sap in a moment, inshallah, when we see the scholars and how they would travel place and place just to gain one hadith sometimes, and they would not mind, and they would have books and books, but they would just carry on learning and learning, because their quest was to gain knowledge. It was mentioned about Imam Zuhri rahmatullah alayhi that he used to sit after Isha with one wudu and continued his discussion on hadith till it was Fajr time. Let's welcome Mufti Abdul Qadir Hussain Saab. Mufti Saab, assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaykum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu feekum Mawlana Zahid Khan. Jazakallahu khairan.
As we mentioned to you, the topic today is on Imam Tahawi rahmatullah alayhi. Mufti Saab, Imam Tahawi rahmatullah alayhi's name and his facts. Where was he born?
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Nahmaduhu wa nusalli ala rasulil kareem. Amma ba'd. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Habibuna Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Today in South Africa is the 27th of Rabi'ul Akhir 1446, and in most countries and cities it is the 28th of Rabi'ul Akhir. Hence, on Saturday evening we should scan the sky. The moon is over 27 hours old, so hence inshallah Aziz, this moon will be sighted, the crescent will be sighted, and Sunday will be the first of Jumad al-Ula, 1446. That means 4 months left for the month of Ramadan Mubarak. Before we start with Imam Tahawi rahimahullah, three things we should know, and in the second part of today's program we will discuss each one in detail. So you must remember that tonight is what they call Halloween, the 31st of October, and that evening, so that's tonight, and I sent out a message, remember, on all the groups and on Telegram and on Twitter and on my status and so forth, that, and if you go to the Arab world, you will see how this Halloween has caught on and so forth. Again, they all just suffer from that inferiority complex. They think that the West is the best and white is right. So that is the first thing. Then tomorrow, Friday, is Diwali. So already last night, when I came back from Darul Zakaria, you know, I went to meet Hazrat Mufti Rizaul Haq Sahib, Hafizahullah, Alhamdulillah. And then when I came, and the crackers were busting one way. So tonight, there'll be so many whole night sessions and they'll have like, you know, past midnight and so forth. So what is their business? But remember, we should know from an Islamic perspective, for us to wish anybody happy Diwali, Allah forbid, or for us to advertise, for us to promote it, for us to sell these items, fireworks, all haram it is. That income of it also is all haram. And that's second issue. And third issue, when we were very, very young, maybe 6, 7, 8 years old, I remember I heard this term in school and so forth. And in South Africa, still it's happening, but maybe the scale is less. And in different parts of the world, it's still a big thing. So all three things we will discuss, Halloween, and then Diwali, and Guy Fawkes. Guy Fawkes, Mohana Zahid, is, while I'm speaking, you can get all the details there, G-U-Y, and then F-A-W-K-E-S, Guy Fawkes. So you can look at all the history and geography and everything of that, you must remember. So that is on the 5th of November. So if you look at it chronologically, so tonight, Halloween, tomorrow, Diwali, and 5th of November will be Guy Fawkes. All for us Muslims, haram, and we have nothing to do with it, and they got nothing to do with us. Lakum dinukum waliyadin. So we should be very clear on those issues there. We are media, so we have to apprise and inform the people of what is happening, what will happen, and what Islam demands from us. Remember that it is our job, so you must remember. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Let's start with Imam Tahawi rahimahullah. So his full name that is written here, the book I'm using for all this is our Honorable Ustad, Hazrat Muhana Salimullah Khan Sahib Nawwarallahu Marqadahu. So he's written here Sheikhul Hadith, but we never used to call him Sheikhul Hadith. Although he was teaching Bukhari for 50 years, he became a Hafiz in 7 days of the noble, in 27 nights, you must remember. 27 nights, 7 nights was this thing, Imam Muhammad Rahimahullah. So 27 nights, we used to call him Muhtamim Sahib. You know, so Sheikhul Hadith we used to call. I was the only South African there to study by him, because by the time others came, that he left already, he resigned. And so you must remember, was Hazrat Mohana Aziz Ahmad Bihari, who taught Mohana Qasim Sema Rahim. We used to call him Sheikhul Hadith, you know. He used to teach us Nasai and Mu'tah Malik, Mu'tah Muhammad, and he taught us that Mustad Abi Hanifa. I explained to you all that. So all this, so Allah grant them all Jannatul Firdaus. Many, many years ago they passed away. So Imam Tahawi Rahimullah, his kunya, agnomen, like now you, Mohazahid Damu Barakatum, they'll say Abu Fatima, like that, or Abu Zainab, or Abu Ruqayya, or Umm Kulsum. I just used the daughters of Nabi alayhi salam, like that. So Abu Ja'far, you see, so that was Abu Ja'far at Tahawi. His name, Ahmad bin Muhammad bin Salama bin Salama. And it goes on and all that, Al Misri at Tahawi. You see that? So some ulama have written that Tahawi, you must remember that they say that, you know, there's not ikhtilaf and his grandfather, great-grandfather and all these type of things. But what I gave you is the famous one. And if you want more reference, go see Wafayatul A'yan and so forth and all. Then there in his lineage you will find Azdi. You see that? So there's Asd with Alif, with the Hamza. So Asd bin Ghaus, so you must remember this. So therefore, that he got it there, so therefore it goes to Asdi. And then after Hazdi, they got Hujri. So you must remember, so therefore is Hujar bin Imran. So therefore Hujar there. Or even Hajar it could be, you must remember that. So Imam Tahawi Rahimullah is called Azdi also, and is called Hajari or Hujri. So you must remember that Azdi, Hujri and all. So now they're speaking about, yes, it here the details. So Hajri is got. So Ha Fatha or Jim ke Sukun. So Hajri, so that is a proper way, he says. So Allama Sam'ani wrote that there were 3 qabail, 3 tribes, you understand? And they were called Hajri, so with the Jim and the Sukun there. One is Hajri Himyar, so that is there in Yemen. Then Hijru Ain and Hijrul Azdi, so one is Egyptian and that. So Imam Tahawi Rahimahullah is connected to the Hajar Azdi. You see that? The one in Egypt and so forth. So that's also sorted out. So then we got there Azdi, Hajari and Misri. So this is all Misr, that is Egypt, you must remember that. And Qadim Zaban Meh, so in the olden time they used to call Babylon, you must remember. So that was the greater Babylon and all that. So you must remember Misr bin Misr and all this type of thing. Misr, so whether this Misr here in this text, Meagon text, means Misr, Egypt, or it refers to that Babylon one. We went to that past Babylon, and that if you go to Iraq, you had this Americans, they never only committed genocide and war crimes and so forth, the cultural genocide also they committed, remember that. You know, if you study, you can just check it up there, what I'm saying. So they had the seven wonders of the world, the old ones, ancient ones. So one of the was the Hanging Gardens of Babylon. You see, if you take the seven, you see, these are things that today's Muslims, 80%, they don't even know and are not even interested. That is a tragedy. If you look at the seven ancient wonders of the world, majority of them were in Asia. You understood? Meaning not in Western countries, not in America, not in Europe and so forth. So in Babylon, you know Babylon? Babil. Bibabila Harut wa Marut. So that is Babylon. So remember that Quran speaks of it and so forth. Surah 2 verse 102 and so forth. So nevertheless, so majority of them, you will see one is Babylon, the Hanging Gardens. You found something there?
Chi.
Yeah. Is one of the this thing there.
Chi says it.
Yeah.
One of the seven wonders.
Yeah. Seven, it is the ancient wonders also. So they hated that, you see, burning with jealousy. When you burn with jealousy, then you just want to destroy because you're burning with it. That's the definition of jealousy. Tamanna or tamanni both, you can say, zawalin ni'mati anil ghair. That why that person's car is better than mine? Why that person's house is better than mine? Why that person's children are performing better than us? So we must remove it from that person there. Whether you get or don't get is not the issue, but he mustn't have it. So that is where they burn. Today the Muslims, you see how they behave. وَمِن شَرِّ حَاسِدٍ إِذَا حَسَد. You see that? That, why you got this? Why you got this? You see the woman, same thing. Why your dress is better than mine? Why your bag is better, your shoes? And then the jealousy starts. Then day and night they will be making rebut and so forth, and slandering and what and what. But we don't have to bother. Nubahul kilab la yadurru sahab. The barking of the dogs don't harm the clouds. So let them bark, you see. The jutlas, the Christians, the Muslims, those who are jealous and so forth. So apologetic people and so forth. So you must remember these things there. So both there could be. So Babylon, fantastic place, but Americans destroyed all that. But their time is coming. They all will have to pay reparations, inshallah. Taha. So the word Taha. So it's with a Tha and a Ha. Then both got Fatha. So this is in Egypt, one Gao. So you must remember one village there and so forth. So when you come from that time there, then they call Tahtut, or they call Taha or Tahawi and so forth. So most probably it is Egypt, you must remember that. So that you must remember. So we'll just say it is Egypt. Okay. So thus far we discussed his kunya, his name and all that, from where he came and his family came, and that to the Egyptian colors. So Wiladat. So when was he born? So remember that there are two codes. It's history now. So one will say this. Our fathers, grandfathers, all of them, I told you the story. I had an uncle, they were five brothers. How many brothers? Five. So when they went, I studied them a little bit, you understood. I asked my uncle, "Uncle, when you were born?" He said, 1st April. And then he said, without me asking, "You see my other four brothers, they also 1st April. So I said, "Uncle, your father must be a real champion man, a real sharpshooter. Every son, 1st April, 1st April. I say, "What you talking?" When they went to register, now after 1 month, 2 months, 3 months, whatever, 1 year also. So they asked them, the Bura, the whites asked them, that when your son was born? He said, "Aya Azi, I don't know." He said, "Okay, I know, don't worry. You're a fool, so April fool. 1st April, 1st April, 1st April. He put all five 1st April, you see. So that is how they all got it like that. Now, and this is in a past century. So what do you expect in those days, 1,000 years ago? So there is two codes now into that. Some say he was born in 238, and some say 229. Now, year is a big difference. It's not just 1-2 years. You must remember 8-9 years difference. So some ulama say 238 and some say 229. And then you must remember, but the verdict of second 229 is a rajih one. So we must just keep it like that. You see that? Who said so? Allama Abdul Hay Laknawi said 229. Allama Sam'ani said 229. So therefore, we tell Allama Aini Rahimullah, the commentary, he wrote of Bukhari Sharif, Umdatul Qari, and that. And Allama Abdul Hay Laknawi, he never even reached 40 years old. 39 years and few months, and he passed away. But what a giant Imam of this Allama Abdul Fattah Abu Ghudda, he writes his, you know, he edits his book, he writes Imam Abdul Hayy al-Laknawi. So such a giant he was, you must remember that. In every field almost he wrote something, you must, and scholarly, you know, and he, no wasting time. His father made for him the Darul Mutala, this is your study. He made 4 doors for him, this way, that way, that way. So you mustn't waste time there. You go on there, you mustn't come here and go. Any direction you want to go like that. Every second he made sure he must make qadr of it and so forth and so on. So remember that is written there in certain books in Al-Jawahirul Mudwiya. So there it is written, Abu Sa'id bin Yunus says, Qalat Tahawi wulitu sanata tis'in wa thalathina wa mi'a. So some people say that, but 229 you must remember is the best one, and that is how you must remember this. Okay, so 239, so will be 229 will be the best goal that they say, and they say that maybe some people make mistake or something like that. Anyway, so that is what we say, 229 is better to say that, and you must remember that. So that is the birth, and then Imam Tahawi passed away on a Thursday. You see, today is Thursday, Zulqa'dah, in the year 321. So work it out, Mahana, this thing, Zahid. So 229, if he was born, and he passed away in 321. So he had a very long life, it means. How many years he lived for? So he lived for 98 years?
Gee, yeah. 90.
So you must remember, so he lived for 98 years and so forth. So that is very long life, you must. So I just looked at that and then you got it. So if you take 229 and then you take, you must remember that, so it means he lived for the 92 years and so forth there. So that is this thing, that, life and death and so forth of his, rahimahullah. Allama Kawthari, rahimahullah, writes that Allama Aini, rahimahullah, wrote that Imam Tahawi, rahimahullah, that, you know, he lived during the time of Imam Bukhari, because Imam Bukhari passed away in 256. So it means he was there then, Imam Muslim 261, like that and all that. So it means that Imam Tirmidhi 279, and you must remember Imam Nasai was, you know, so 303. So it means he was alive during these times here. So Imam Ibn Majah 273, all that. So Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal 244. So all this he wrote, like, you know, meaning that there's possibility that maybe and all that. So he says here that Imam Tahawi, Imam Muslim, Abu Dawood, or Nasai Ibn Majah, they were sharik in some teachers. They all had the same teachers. All these people whose name I took, Imam Tahawi, Imam Muslim, Imam Abu Dawood, Imam Nasai, Imam Ibn Majah, for example. Harun, you understand? Harun bin Sa'id, so Al-Ajali, so he was teacher of all of them. Rabi bin Salman, Abu Musa, Yunus bin Abdul A'la. So it shows that was, you must remember. Now here is a very interesting story. The Hanafis really love the story, right? So I remember, but I did Tahawi by Hazrat Mawsalim al-Khansab. But just it teach you 5-10 pages class, you understand? So we did by Hazrat Maulana, Mishkat Sharif first part, whole Bukhari Sharif, entire Tirmidhi Sharif and Tahawi. So that is the books we did. But Allah SWT, we never miss one period also. No in Mishkat, Mawquf Ali, and no in Dora also. So Imam Tahawi, rahimahullah, used to first learn by his ma'mu, by his mother's brother, you see. So Khal. and maternal uncle Muzani. So he used to learn by him and all that. So he studied Mustadi Shafi'i, all that by him, like, you know, so all that. So Allama Kawthari says that, you know, that Imam Tahawi rahimahullah, his teachers are very, very long. Because why he was in Egypt, Yemen, Basra, Kufa, Hijaz, Makkah, Mukarramah, Medina, Munawwarah, Sham, that is Syria, Palestine, Khurasan, all this Afghanistan and surroundings and so forth. So all these places they went to get knowledge and so forth and so on. So Imam Tahawi rahimahullah went to all these people and so forth. And his students also, so many, like, you know, but majority of them not very famous and so. Now this story here I'm referring to, that they say, what was he, this Imam Tahawi? Was he Shafi, Hanafi, what was he? So Imam Tahawi's mamu, so that is his maternal uncle, his full name Abu Ibrahim Ismail bin Yahya Muzani. So what is full name? That Abu Ibrahim and Ismail bin Yahya Muzani. So that is his mamu, his maternal uncle. He was one of the big Shafi'i, used to follow the Shafi'i school, you see that? So he was a person that very good. So he used to learn by him and all this type of thing. So that now initially, so now he also was Shafi'i and so forth and so forth. But afterwards, you must remember, then he left that and he became Hanafi. Now here we have to pause. You must remember, in this day and this age, you must remember, because it's a matter of Jahiliyat. If you take the Ummah, it's actually a lie, all this, and this fabrication. But anyway, just for people's sake, we'll accept it. So we say, people say 2 billion, that's a fairy tale completely. So to say 2 billion, there are 8 billion plus people on this earth, people say 2 billion are Muslim. You know how they make 2 billion? They include all the Shias and all the Qadianis and anybody's name, Ahmed, Muhammad, Fatima, and a Muslim. So then they'll make 2 billion. It's all lies, all that. We must be honest about these issues. I'm saying if we have 1 billion also we'll be lucky. You understand? So chalo, just for, you know, make life easy, we say 1 billion. You understood? But if you take the 1 billion Muslim, 70-80% today are jahil, ignorant. They can't even look inside the Quran properly and read. Illiteracy in the Ummah is so much. You just go to Makkah, Medina, Umrah time, Hajj time, and you will see the jahalat in the Ummah and so forth. Hadith and all that is far-fetched, must remember. They tell them, yesterday I was there by Hazrat Mufti Rizaul Aksab. So I said, Hazrat, is this true? Because I heard you saying it once. I just asked him, Allah sabili tawseek, just to verify it and reconfirm it. Hazrat Allama bin Nuri rahimahullah said, in this day, this age, Shaykhul Hadith bohot milenge, muhaddithin bohot kam honge. He said it's true. You see, when Hazrat Muhammad Fakhruddin passed away there, so in India and at Deoband and that, so that time Hazrat Allama bin Nuri said this. Now you go to every second madrasa, big Sheikhul Hadith. It's a joke today, you know, all these type of things. So the woman also Sheikhul Hadith nowadays, Sheikha al Hadith, you see. Later. So that is what we're speaking about. So jahalat is ghalib on the ummah. That nobody can deny, you see that. So therefore, in this day and this age, we say taqlid of one imam is wajib and compulsory. You must remember that. All this jumping from here, one day I'm Hanafi, next day Shafi, Maliki, are not permissible, all these things. And we say that everybody should, maybe you should try and translate it, Maulana. So you have Shaykhul Islam Ibn Taymiyyah, rahimahullah, then you have his student Ibn Qayyim al-Jawziyah, then you have his student Ibn Rajab al-Hanbali. He wrote a book, he is like the grand student of Ibn Taymiyyah, Shaykhul Islam rahimahullah. Ar-raddu ala man ittaba'a ghayr al-madhahib al-arba. You see, a refutation of those people who follow anybody else beside the 4 schools. This is now Ibn Taymiyyah's student. I got the book. I showed you one day. So you must remember these things here and so forth. So you must remember that is what we say because of jahalat in this ummah. So today we have to follow. Now people say, where you get this from? So we say the hadith is in Tirmidhi. Nabi alayhi salatu salam said, اِقْتَدُوا بِهَذَيْنِ مِنْ بَعْدِ. You must follow these 2 after me. Nabi alayhi salam is showing and gesturing and signaling the hadith in Tirmidhi wa ashara ila Abi Bakrin wa Umar. And then the Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam pointed to Shaykhain, Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu an, and Sayyidina Umar radiallahu an. See that? So you must remember. And then what is the meaning of the Sahih Hadith? Abu Dawood, Ibn Majah, Musnad Ahmad, Mishkat Sharif. Alaykum bi sunnati wa sunnatil khulafai rashidin al-mahdiyin. So it shows. You must remember these things there. So that is why we say that you must. So jumping like how people do today, this masla, they just do 90%, 80% is just for convenience. You don't understand? So that becomes ittiba'e hawa. You will start following your own base desires. That's very dangerous, remember. So anyway, so now why did he change? So now you must remember, they say that Imam Tahawi, Rahimahullah's teacher, that is his ma'mun now. You see, Abu Ibrahim Ismail bin Yahya Muzani. One day got so angry at him, you understand? So he said that, La ja'a minka shay. That, wallahi, he said, that you won't learn nothing. You won't understand nothing. Like you're wasting your time. You know, sometimes the teacher gets cross and so forth. So you must remember, so he went to go sit then by the Hanafi Mufti, like the Hanafi Qazi, so that Abu Imran, so Imam Tahawi went to sit by him, you know, understood? So then he went to learn by him. Now that motivated him. You see, my uncle told me this, so now 100% I'm going to learn more now. You see? So that is one reason some ulama gave, you must remember that. Some other ulama say that they used to see, he used to see his uncle studying the Hanafi books more and more and more and more. And therefore, the uncle got very angry. What you asking me these questions and all that? Why I'm studying these books and all that? So, Wallahu A'lam, you must remember this type of thing that. So, you know, so Hazrat Shah Waliullah said also that you must remember there was something like this that happened and so forth and all this kind of thing. Allama Abdul Hayy, you must remember, also spoke of this thing. But anyway, it is all also speculation. You can't, when you say speculation, we can't say 100% this is the reason. Some say this reason, some say that reason, like that, and all this type of thing. So Allah alam, Allah alone knows, you must remember this type of thing here. So you must, so this type of thing here. So yeah, also is written, yeah. So when I ask Imam Tahawi rahimahullah, Lima khalafta mazhab of Khalik? Why you left the mazhab of your uncle? I told you Khal, isn't it so?
Che.
So that Mamu, your maternal uncle. Wakhtarta mazhab Abi Hanifa? Why you do that? So he said, I saw my uncle that day and night is reading all the Hanafi books and all these type of things. So therefore, I also started this thing here. Yeah. So Allama Kawsari, he said, yeah, you must just say all the riwayats are okay. That means, so then there's no ikhtilaf and all these type of things there. Yeah. So that is, you must remember, in Al-Fawahidul Bahiyya fi Tarajim al-Hanafiyya. So you will find all these things here also and all that. So that is the thing. I know that when our teachers taught us that, and we all Hanafis were very happy, like we were excited, you see. So you know that time how it is and this type of things. Okay, so otherwise, you will see that many great ulama on certain masail, they would give tarjih to another mazhab, and not based on desires, but based on dalail and so forth. Like how Imam Abu Hanifa's own students differed with him also. One-third or 25% plus minus, they differed with him. It's not for desires. It's based on dalil, obviously. You understand? So that is also something that we should understand and all this type of thing. So you must remember, Allama Abdul Hayy Al-Laknawi, I told you he is called Imam. In Al-Fawaidul Bahiyya, he wrote that, you must remember, there's no doubt about it, that he was a Hanafi, that's for this thing, and he was Mujtahid, and Muntasib ila Abi Hanifa. You see? So you must remember that. So there's another usul you must remember. Sometimes you can be called Hanafi, but you're a mujtahid. Now in our day, in our age, we can't say these kind of things here. So you must remember that. So that is what he wrote. I told you, Allama Abdullah, he writes a lot of things you must remember, which sometimes for, to me and you will seem surprising. But he knew what he's writing and so forth. And I told you the book also, that Al-Fawaidul Bahiyya. So that is what, so that's a good way of saying he was a mujtahid himself, but muntasib ila Abi Hanifa rahimahullah, like this. And then he was a mufassir also. You understood? So he wrote Ahkamul Quran, one book, and all this type of thing. The problem is that half these books here, you must remember, that either they got lost, or either, you know, certain halat took place and so forth, and you won't find it in there. Even in Qirat and all that, he wrote something, or he was a master in it and so forth, in Lugha and all that. So he was an all-rounder, you know. And this, that is a kamal of these people, you know. They weren't a master in one field. They were like Jamiul Kul, like, you know, in all fields they were like, you know, very good and all. So now what the imams, they say about him. They understood about Imam Tahawi, rahimullah. Allama Ibn Kathir, who is a student of Ibn Taymiyyah, rahimullah, says, huwa ahadu siqat al-athbat al-huffaz al-jahabiza. Subhanallah. So thus you will find, I'm sure, in, you must remember, Bidayah wa Nihaya, and then he was one of the people who were very, very reliable. He was like an imam and hafiz and so forth and so on. So, and the ijma, that he was a great muhammad, hadith and so forth and so on. So Allama Qusayri writes, you must remember, if you look at it with insaf, with justice and so forth, he was definitely an imam in Quran, in hadith and all these things there, and ahkam ul-fiqha and so forth. But some people, they made a lot of tanqeed also. That is what happens in life. La turma shajaratun illa biha thamar. Remember the saying, La turma shajaratun illa bi'athamar. Nobody will throw stones, but the way they will throw stones, by right? That tree, that bears fruit. So when you have knowledge and this and that, then you get the mukhalifin, most of them based on hasad or hiqd and enmity and jealousy and lot of issues. So then they will make this and this. And few people are sincere also, obviously. You can't say everybody. So one of the people who made objections on him and so forth, so was Imam Abu Bakr Bayhaqi. You see that? Now Bayhaqi, you must remember, is Pakka Shafi'i. So he said, I studied this book of Abu Ja'far al-Tahawi, and I found that, you must remember, that most of the ahadith I eat in it are weak and all that. And he just mentioned it. Why? To make it, you understand, you must face the goat, like the, it must suit the Hanafi mazhab. Now at this point here, we have to a little bit pause. If you read Fathul Mulim, Takmila Fathul Mulim, I think I gave you that copy also. So that, see. Yeah, you must see that Mufti Shafi Sahib Rahimahullah wrote one jumla, Aab e Zar ke saath likhne. He's a great Mufti, one of the Ajal Khulafa, great senior. As a Tanvi Rahmatullah used to rely on him for fatawa. So he wrote an ajib, beautiful sentence. He said, Kunu Hanafiya, wa la taj'alil hadith Hanafiya. Be Hanafi, meaning be Hanafi, Shafi, Malik, and Bali. But now he's addressing the Hanafis, because India, Pak, you know, mostly is Hanafis. So he said, but don't go twist and turn the hadith and make that Hanafi. Now this happens a lot in our madrasas and Darul Ulums. You know, call, mall, karke, we'll make it Hanafi. Just say that you must remember that Hanafis practice on that hadith and not straightforward way. No, we'll make the hadith this way, that way. So some people, I don't say all, but some they do. That obviously is not right. You must remember. That is what Mufti Shaf is saying here. So Bayhaqi now he went to like condemn the whole thing, you see that. So that also, he went like overboard a little bit, you see that. So that is also to say that Ibn Taymiyyah in his book Kitabul Minhaj writes that Imam Tahawi was an alim faqih in a lot of ahadith. But in Naqd-e Ahadith and so forth, you must remember, so he didn't make, you understand, lot of tafriq, like, you understood. He didn't distinguish too much between Sahih and weak Ahadith. So even Ibn Taymiyyah was of that verdict that you will find several and many Ahadith that are weak. But he praised him also and said he's a alim faqih kathirul hadith and all that. And all that. And sometimes because of qiyas, so he gives tarjih to that and all that, you must remember, over the hadith. And now that's a famous objection there is. So anyway, I'm just reading from the book and all this thing of Minhaj al-Sunnah of Ibn Taymiyyah. It's all written in this book here. Hazrat Muhammad Salimullah Khan Sahib's book, you understand? Written Muhaddisin Izam. So, or Unki Kitabo Ka Ta'aruf. That's the whole title of the book. So anyway, so the Tasanif. So the famous book of his is Mushkilul Athar. You understood? So this one here, you will find a hadith and all these things here, and objections and so forth and all that. Ikhtilaful Ulama is another book. Ahkamul Quran is another book, and so forth and so on. And you must remember this type. So Hazrat Maulana Yusuf Sahab, you must remember, of the Tabligh Jamaat. You know, he passed away in 65, Rahmatullah Alayh. So Kitab Ma'anil Athar, you understand? So you must remember, so he wrote a commentary on it. Hazrat Maulana Yusuf Sahab, Nawarallahu Marqadahu, you must remember that. So, and that is very famous and all this kind of things here. So that Ma'anil Athar and so forth and so on, so is the commentary, you must remember, of the book written by Allama, you must remember, Ibn this Allama Tahawi Rahimahullah, and so forth and so forth. Okay, and that Ma'anil Athar, that is okay. Then they got all the reasons and all that, so that we don't have to go into. So anyway, among the Hanafi scholars that are famous, you understood, in hadith, one of them is this, you must remember, this what we call Imam Tahawi Rahimahullah. We got 15 minutes left, so I want to discuss these three things. So now, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. So all this got nothing to do with Islam, but our new generation, they are bombarded left, right, and center in their place of work or school or varsity or friends or whatever. So we have to address this issue. You understand? So tonight they say Halloween. So if somebody asks you, what you see this book here, Maulana, see this book, Dictionary of Beliefs and Religions, you see here, only £4. So when I was in London or somewhere, walking around, so wherever there's a bookshop, my eyes open more, you know. So the second hand it was. So I said, hey, only £4, I must buy it. So whenever I want to see something about religion or cultural, 90% you will find in this book. You understood? So you must remember, now I'm opening here, that what they tell us about Halloween. So you see, always in life, you mustn't go to your books when you want to speak about other religions and other cultures. And you must go to what they say and this type of things. You will find a lot of things there. I'll show you one thing they wrote about Islam also, which is very good actually. And that question came out. You must, this morning I was looking at it. So here's it here. Now I'm reading verbatim from this book, right? So this is the book Dictionary of Beliefs and Religions. So this type of things. So that time £4, maybe I was 50 then, you know, maybe less also. Now it's 80 rain or more, a little bit. So let's read it. Halloween, a Christian and pagan festival held on the evening of 31st October. So that's tonight. When spirits of the dead are supposed to return to their former houses, and witches and demons are thought to be abroad at night. Now imagine all these things here. This was the last day of the Celtic and the Anglo-Saxon year. So meaning their year also ends. You got that? That's what they say here, those things here. So all, so you see, fast to learn. And many Halloween customs have their origin in pagan ceremonies. Pagan is total jahiliya, so this time. On Halloween, children in some parts of the UK dress up, especially as witches and ghosts. Now if you go to the Arab countries, they'll buy special outfits for this night. So crazy they gone, you know. Halloween, Halloween. All haram, obviously. Got nothing to do with Islam or anything there. But the parents, the teachers encourage it. وَلَلَّهِ الْمُشْتَكَى وَلَا حَوْلَ وَلَا قُوَّةَ إِلَّا بِاللَّهِ. See how this ummah is gone. And they'll do all this when Gaza don't have no food and all that. إِنَّا لِلَّهِ وَنَا إِلَّا رَجُونَ. That it's, you know, it's adding salt to injury, like, you know. So on Halloween, children in some parts of UK dress up, especially as witches or ghosts, and go from door to door offering short entertainments in return for presents. Make a joke and make somebody frightened and this and that. Similarly, in the USA, children go around demanding trick or treat. Trick or treat. So you better show us a trick or you give us something. So they call it trick or treat. You got it? So we as Maulvis and that, as ulama, we should know these things. How are you going to solve the problem? We don't even know. You understood? So, and you must show from their kitabs. This is now from the book dictionary and all that, page 206. You see, therefore I brought this book. I said, let me read to you so you also know what's happening here. So children go around demanding trick or treat. If no treat or present is forthcoming, a trick or a practical joke will be played on the household. Now show me one thing here that is permissible in Islam. A to Z, 100% haram. People can lose their iman, they do all these kind of things here. Innakum idham mithluhum. And if you ask them, why are you doing all this? They will say, وَلَا إِن سَلْتَهُمْ لَيَقُولُنَّ إِنَّمَا كُنَّا نَخُودُ وَنَلْعَبْ قُلْ أَبِ اللَّهِ وَآيَاتِهِ وَرَسُولِهِ كُنْتُمْ تَسْتَهْزِئُونَ. Go open Surah Tawbah, chapter 9, verse number 65, and see. See what Almighty Allah Jalla Wala says. So you must remember that people, you see, Islam today has become very, just by the way, like, you know, something secondary. Yeah, teacher, we're born in a Muslim home. We don't take it serious. Many Muslims, they say, yeah, man, these Maulvis just all day and night, they're fighting. You understood? So that's how they minimize it, you see. And that is not the right way. Is a serious, then see Surah 9 verse 65. Then see when you make a mockery and you just take it very light-hearted. So Quran says, Allah says, chapter 9 verse 66, لا تعتذروا. Don't cite any excuses and give excuses. قَدْ كَفَرْتُمْ بَعْدَ إِيمَانِكُمْ. Once upon a time you had iman, but now you became kuffar. You see, now look at the ramifications, consequences. So that's tonight. We must read Durood Sharif, Surah Kahf, Surah Dukhan. Read all that. You're becoming a Hafiz. You want to become a Hafiz. Read Surah Yasin, Surah Dukhan, Surah Alif Lam Mim Sajda, chapter 32, and Surah Mulk in that sequence. And read so many things. And stay away from all these haram things. Some people, they won't be engaged in this, but they'll be watching all this on the television. You know how many channels there are nowadays. So let us just check it out. So you also, what Sayyidina Umar said, what beautiful words. Sayyidina Umar was a genius, you know. So you must remember, radiyallahu anhu warda, his fatwa is mentioned in Bayhaqi. Ijtanibu a'ada Allahi fi eedihim. Stay far, far away from the enemies of Allah during their festivals. You see. So one is finished, right? Tomorrow is Diwali, and you will see how. So remember chapter 9, verses 65-66. Then we come to the second one, Diwali. So when we were very young, now we were surrounded by Hindus, Tamils, all that, Ram Sami, Moon Sami, Apple Sami, and lot of Samis, you understood. I remember their names till now, you must remember. That we had John, and we had Arthur, and we had, you must remember, Benny, and then we had Tangwell, and then we had Sandra, and I still remember their names also, you understood. We always play soccer together, you see. So you must remember these kind of things there. So you knew young now, Al-Ilmu Fi Sighar, Kannakshi Al-Hajar. You know, the small, when you're young, you get all the things in your brains, it stays there like a mark on the stone. Very seldom it will go out. If shaitan yet also, we want it must go out, it still come back. You know how it is. So sometimes they call it Diwali. Sometimes they call it Deepavali. That's a long cut, you understand? So just stick on the name Diwali. So yeah, how they spelled it is D-I-W-A-L-I. Diwali, you see. So now let's see what they say about Diwali and so forth and so on. And let's see that what is the reason they celebrate it and so forth. So I'm looking for it here now. Yesterday I read about it or this morning. Here's it here. You see, they got both terms here. Right, this is now the same book, Dictionary and Beliefs of Religions, right? Page 144. They wrote Diwali and Deepavali, both ways. The Festival of Lights. The Festival of the Lights, an important Hindu, this is tomorrow now, but it will start tonight, the crackers and all. Hindu festival celebrated throughout India in October, November, and lasting for 4 or 5 days. You, the news team, you Mona Zaid, you Suleiman, you should have this in your news, 12 o'clock also, 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock. This morning, every day I go through 8, 9, you know. So on BBC this morning I heard, they said that there's a place in India called Ayodhya. Now Ayodhya is very famous, you understand? They put up all that church and that temple and all that. They put up lamps, the greatest amount of lamps in the history of India. 2.5, just check it up, Google it, 2.5 million lamps. You understood? For what? For Diwali. 2.5 million lamps. They say from one street right to the other street, to the corner, there's the 2.5 million. So on BBC this morning, I read myself. You understood? So just read the article there, you will see, while I'm reading here. So that is there, they got it. The central deity, meaning the semi-god, demigod, of the celebration is Lakshmi. Now you got your shop's name here in Lens. What's the shop's name?
Lakshmi.
Lakshmi. You got it now? So why is called Lakshmi? The goddess of wealth and good fortune. You see, if you're going to celebrate, obviously it's got nothing to do with us. That is their belief. I'm reading from their book. A general book, you must have a dictionary. They call it dictionary also. So they say the goddess of wealth and good fortune who is invited into the house. So obviously they will believe the more crackers we bust and the more things we do, so more wealth will come, more good fortune will come, the richer we will become and so forth. And our takdir, you understand, tabdil ho jayegi, like, you know, kismat badal jayegi, like, you know. Our fate, F-A-T-E, destiny will change. So that is what they mean here and all that. Who is, okay, during the festival, houses are lit by oil lamps and honored patterns, rangoli. You see that? Rangoli. Now, if you study the root letters of Rangoli, so Rang is what? Colors. So you must remember, so they'll make different colors and so forth. You must just go to the root letters, you'll pick up the term. So, especially of lotuses are drawn on the floor near the door. Presents are given to children and meals are shared with religions and with relatives and all that. Then they say, if you want more, you can go see the word Lakshmi. So let's go see what they got written by Lakshmi. You see that? So when I came here to Lens 24 years, then we wanted all those Indian masalas and all that. Now, they say you must go to Lakshmi. But I used to feel very uncomfortable, you know. But anyway, that because there was no other place, basically, so we used to go. But once we found other places, our India brothers came, this, that, and they opened. So we start going there and all that, you see. So it's best that you go that side there and you just buy from that side, even if they're more expensive and so forth. So that is not fatwa, that is just our, this thing to you. So it's L-A-K-S. You must remember Lakshmi, like that. So let's go here and see what they wrote. You must remember about that. So it's good to learn all these things, yeah? So Lakshmi, yeah. The Hindu goddess of prosperity and good luck. The consort of Vinu. Consort means wife, right? So sometimes called the lotus goddess. She is associated with Diwali. You see that? So you must remember that. The autumn New Year festival of lights when people light lamps for her and leave their doors open to allow her to enter. But in South Africa, I don't think they're going to allow the doors to open. The crooks will come in. Isn't it so? So you must remember these things here. So anyway, we learned something there. So for us as Muslims to advertise, curry favor with people, all that is haram. In the newspaper, you see our normal papers here. Lanesha does, Lanesha that, and all that. And on social media, how many Muslims are wishing this and this? So that also, all haram. And third one, you must remember, we got few minutes left. Is let's see now if I remember all. I made the notes in my head, mental notes. So you found it, yeah, you must carry it in your news. So you must remember this, that is called Guy Fawkes. So see there, Mosai, did you see it? Guy Fawkes, F-A-W-K-E-S.
Gee.
They said it was 1605, if I remembered correctly. 1605, that the church, they wanted to overthrow the king of that time there, because he wasn't giving them too much rights and all that.
Gee.
It was 1605, isn't it?
It started in 1606.
Yeah, so in 1605 they had their meetings and all that, and this thing, and they wanted to overthrow which king? What was his name? Richard or what? Just Google it, man, you'll find everything there. So you
King
must,
James.
King James the First.
Gee.
Yeah. So King James the First, you must remember. Now imagine the Christians that time. So who started terrorism? They started terrorism. They want to bring a coup in the beginning of the 17th century. So you must remember this thing here, that Guy Fawkes, so they were the ones who did this. Now we were young, what is there, you understand? We don't have to play now Buzruk and all that. So in those days, most of the shops, our shop also, I think so, I can't remember exactly, that maybe they should sell fireworks and all this kind of thing. It don't mean if we were selling it permissible. Haram is haram, end of the story. So then we ourselves used to go burn crackers and all these type of things, just for fun. It's all haram that. We were very young, you must remember that. So this Guy Fawkes got to do with this crackers business and fireworks. Diwali, also that. And Halloween, all this dressing up like a witch and a ghost and all that. Now, since when Islam give permission for all these things here? Quran says, this is the lesson. Quran, Sunnah, Fatwa of Sahaba, Imma Arba, then we finish. Surah 5, verse 51. وَمَنْ يَتَوَلَّهُمْ مِنْكُمْ فَإِنَّهُمْ مِنْهُمْ. Who befriends them, the non-Muslims. You like their culture, you like their festivals, you like their celebrations. You become part and parcel of them. Sahih hadith in Abu Dawood, Musnad Ahmad. مَنْ تَشَبَّهَ بِقَوْمٍ فَوَ مِنْهُمْ. Who imitates a people, a nation, you become part and parcel of them. And in Musnad Abi Awana, always remember this reference, Mawlana, it will help you in life. Musnad Abi Awana is Sahih Hadith. But he said, no, I'm just going there to show my children, and you know, we just go check the lights out, and this is Christmas Eve, New Year's Eve, this Eve, Diwali Eve, and Halloween. We're not participating, we're just checking, you see. So Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, Musnad Abi Awana, Man kathara sawada qawmin fawa minhum. You increase the numbers of a people, so on total batil and haram things, so you become part and parcel of them. You got it? So two, Quran, Sunnah. And then fatwa of Sahaba, Sayyidina Umar, radiallahu anhu warda, ijtanibu a'da Allah fi idihim, stay far, far away from the enemies of Allah during their festival celebrations. You see, we have nothing to do. But you see, the iman is so weak. This is the mentality of the Muslim today. If we don't wish the Christians happy Christmas, happy, happy, we don't wish the Hindus happy Diwali, my business will drop. وَتَخْشَوْنَ كَسَادَهَا. That's what Quran is saying. You got? So now, bootleg this one, bootleg this one, bootleg this one. Islam says you bootleg everybody, you become just like them. إِنَّكُمْ إِذَا مِثْلُهُمْ. This great wa'id, remember, and warning. And then Aimma Arba, all haram, finish and clear. So that is our story. So you Muslims, that the listeners of, you must remember, Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlu Sunnah Jama'ah, all this we'll send out the podcast. You know every program we send out with Allah's help. But we should know that what our duty is, and we must fulfill our duty with beauty, and don't be compromising, and don't be apologetic. That is our message to the world. قُلْ هَذِهِ سَبِيلِي أَدْءُوا إِلَى اللَّهِ عَلَىٰ بَصِيرَةٍ. We must have dalail, not just emotional talk and talk nonsense, you understand? You ask the Muslim today about Palestine and Jutlas, most of the time the Jew will beat the Muslim. Because we just talk emotional talk. We don't have dalail, we don't have proof, we can't even break their arguments and so forth. So that is no good. Must be ala basiratin. You must have hujjah and proper evidence and so forth. Ana wa man ittaba'ani. Hazrat Mawsid Ahmad Khan Sahib told me one day in Medina Munawwara, they in the Markaz and Noor. So I told him, Hazrat, where's dalil for this? Where's dalil for this? In Jamaat work, you know. He said, I like what you're doing. He said, I tell the Tabligh brothers, old ones and all that, we must not do anything for which we don't have dalil. And then he read this verse, قُلْ هَذِي سَبِيلِي أَدْءُوا إِلَى اللَّهِ عَلَىٰ بَصِيرَةٍ أَنَّا وَمَنِ اتَّبَعَنِي. Surah 12, verse 108. So we should remember these things. Ya Allah, give us tawfiq. Barakallahu fiqh. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Markaz Sahaba Online Radio, serving you wherever you are.